You think the UNIA is history? Look again. The flag still flies. The blueprint still works. The movement never ended, it multiplied. From Ghana to Jamaica, Chicago to Panama, you can still feel it. Every protest chant, every school mural, every community-built solution, it's the UNIA in action. Garvey may be gone, but he left us the instructions. The next revolution doesn't need a new plan. It needs us to follow the one we already have. The UNIA lives on, in us. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite platform so you never miss a story. The UNIA goes on, blueprint for future generations. They thought they buried a man. What they planted was a nation. Time has passed. Names have faded. But the mission, it still breathes. The UNIA may no longer dominate headlines or host parades down the avenues of Harlem. But its blueprint? It's been copied, quoted, rebuilt, and reborn again and again. In this final chapter, we close the book not with an ending, but with a transition. From history to inheritance. From movement to method. From slogan to strategy. One God, one aim, one destiny. Those weren't just words on a banner. They were the UNIA's operating code. It created a Pan-African structure that others would follow. A flag that now flies from government buildings. A press that shaped the voice of a people. A shipping line that taught us economic courage. A military-style legion that marched with dignity. A nursing corps that modeled self-reliant healthcare. A government in exile that imagined sovereignty before it existed. From these pillars, the modern black world has pulled inspiration and instruction, legacy and movements. When you see the black power fist, the UNIA was there first. When you hear chants of Africa for the Africans, the echo belongs to Garvey's vision. When you study the structure of the Nation of Islam, the Black Panthers, or Rastafari, you're seeing the fingerprints of the UNIA. Even institutions that don't wear the name wear the blueprint. Because the UNIA didn't just demand justice. It built the architecture for it, the flag that never lowered. Today, the red, black, and green flag remains a global symbol. Red for the blood that unites the diaspora and was shed in the fight for liberation. Black for the people. Green for the land of Africa, promised and ancestral. It is flown in protests, painted in murals, printed on t-shirts, and woven into identity. It's a flag that never asked permission to exist. It was declared. And that spirit of self-definition is what still fuels youth movements today. The rise of a new generation. We are no longer in Liberty Halls. We are on YouTube, on WhatsApp, on TikTok, on community radio stations and at grassroots think tanks, in barbershops and classrooms and protest marches, and everywhere the question echoes, who are we without colonizers? What can we build without begging? What does a black future look like on our terms? These are UNIA questions, still being asked, still being answered. And the tools they left us, unity, structure, pride, discipline, remain our inheritance. More than a man. In the end, the UNIA proved that black sovereignty didn't need charity. It needed coordination. It needed belief. It needed courage. And perhaps most dangerously of all, it needed us to see ourselves as a nation before the world ever did. Garvey was the messenger. But the movement was us. Final reflection. The UNIA lives on. In every act of black unity. In every flag raised. In every effort to control the narrative, own the economy, protect the people, and rewrite the future. It doesn't need monuments. It needs momentum. So if you're wondering where the UNIA is now, look in the mirror. Look at your community. Look at your history. Because once a people learn how to organize freedom, they never forget how.